On 94.9, we are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio. Kombon Radio.
23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Mufulila residents are urged as ZESCO to adhere to the stipulated hours of power supply. In Africa news, President Tinubu grants a clemency to 175 Nigerians. Good afternoon. It is Sunday, the 12th of October, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Amofilila District have reiterated their calls to ZESCO to adhere to the stipulated hours of power supply during the ongoing load shedding exercise. The residents have complained that the frequent changes in supply times are causing inconveniences and disrupting normal activities. Feva Mlenga expressed a concern that a power in her area only lasts between 3 to 4 hours a day, making it difficult for people to plan effectively, adding that the irregular power supply has a negatively affected small businesses and households' routine that depend on electricity. Meanwhile, another resident at Chewe Nabwalia commended ZESCO for the recent improvements in power supply, but urged the company to maintain consistency in its schedules. He noted that predictable load shedding patterns would help residents manage their time and resources more efficiently. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has commissioned a 33 kV Rural Electrification Authority RIA project in Chifuchimaza Chiefdom in Zambezi District. The 7 million kwacha project, which was funded by the government, aims to provide electricity to 330 households in the chiefdom. This will not only improve the living standards of the people of Chifwa Ishima, but also enhance economic opportunities and social development in the area. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Mrs. Nalumango emphasized the government's commitment to improving the lives of all Zambians, particularly those in rural areas. She urged the beneficiaries to use the electricity provided to empower themselves economically and to improve their socio-economic well-being. She also commended the Rural Electrification Authority for their efforts in ensuring that the project was completed within the stipulated time frame and budget. Speaking earlier, Chief Ishima expressed gratitude to government for connecting electricity to his chiefdom. He commended government for the efforts in ensuring the successful completion of the project, which will greatly improve the lives of his people. This is contained in a press statement issued to Kumbon Radio News by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Suale has appealed to Solwezi Municipal Council to construct designated bus stops to ensure road safety in Solwezi District. Mr. Suale has attributed the disregard of traffic rules by road users to lack of designated bus stops, road signage such as pedestrian crossing points, and the absence of traffic checkpoints. Mr. Suale noted that with increased usage of motorbikes in the area, there is need for concerted efforts between the police and the local authority to ensure that the rising cases of motorbike accidents being recorded are reduced. Mr. Suale added that there is need for motorbike to be registered and for the riders to be in the right gear when riding. Mr. Suale added that most riders are failing to claim their impounded motorbikes because they are not registered or the rider does not possess a motorbike license. Meanwhile, the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, Communications Manager, Chirufya Mwewa, has called on driving schools to only issue licenses to people who have undergone driving lessons and are ready to be on the road. Ms. Mwewa said all motorbikes should be registered, regardless of being owned by a company or individual, to ensure safety of our riders as well as our road users. Kapirimponshi-based gospel artist Cyrus Muya has donated baby hampers to newly born babies at Kapirimponshi District Hospital. Muya, a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, was accompanied by his wife Linda Muya and the Muya musical crew. The hospital's medical superintendent, Dr. Wingani Mwape, warmly received the donation. Dr. Mwape expressed gratitude for Muya's kindness, stating that it will significantly support vulnerable mothers in need. He encouraged Muya to continue his efforts and to inspire other artists to follow suit, stating that they should view the hospital as a space where the community can come together. Dr. Mwape also disclosed that the hospital attends to a substantial number of births annually, with over 3,000 babies born.
And I'm sure Madam Nundwe is going to show you some of the statistics that we've had. I think just in 2024, we had over 3,450 babies that were born here at the facility. So it's a lot of patients, it's a lot of babies, and the resources are very limited. And